105 Drive with Julian Clover.
The Unsigned Chart on Cambridge 105.
Coming up on 4 minutes past 6 o'clock, we start off our regular Thursday night entertainment hour. In a short while's time, Sky and Hattie are going to be here looking at film and theatre. Before that, we've got the Unsigned Chart countdown to give you the 5 songs, as announced by Tim on last night's New Music Generator. That includes 2 new entries. We'll also play you the new number one. So let's begin then with the band Fast Infamy and their song, Flawed.
This is the chart you've been voting for. The Unsigned Chart on 105 Drive.
You know, you've always been the one to say it's too slow to catch. Through this, you've always said we've never been close enough to kiss. I want to, I need to surrender myself and leave everyone else. I don't want to ever want anything to do with him again. 'Cause he is flawed, he is broken, and he is strong, not for long, no.
You can kiss him if you want to. I don't need to read through all your lines. Oh, you can kiss him if you need to. You know he can see through your disguise. Oh, it's about time that you came and took the soul from my brain. Oh, you can kiss him if you want to. So kiss him.
Not to be the one who decides. You bring a medal and you place it on his shoulders when he wins. Well, I don't want to see you lie through your teeth, 'cause I know this time you're in the wrong. I won't see him, nor will I believe him when he's gone. 'Cause he is flawed, broken, and he is strong, not for long, no.
You can kiss him if you want to. I don't need to read through all your lines. Oh, you can kiss him if you need to. You know he can see through your disguise. Oh, it's about time that you came and took the soul from my brain. Oh, you can kiss him if you want to. Kiss him if you need to. Kiss him if you want to. Oh,
that's Flawed from Fast Infamy. Infamy. They've all got it. Maybe not. It's the current or one of 2 new entries in the Unsigned Chart this week. British electronic group. They're founded in Cambridge a little earlier on this year. They consist of Sam Smith. Tiffany Parker and Ben Daniels. They featured a little earlier on in the year on Cambridge 105's Underdog Show. You'll hear that on a Monday night. And debut single, Afraid of Me, was released on the the 14th of August, and it can be streamed on for free at fastinfamy.co.uk. So we've got a second new entry to play you. It comes from Plum Jam. The song is One Eyed Jack. So two contrasting songs as the new entries in the unsigned chart. The first of them, well, we had a few moments ago, the first one, Fast Infamy, and that was Plum Jam. They comprise of Keith, who does vocals and acoustic guitar, John on guitar, BVS. What's BVS? Sky knows these things. Do you know what a BVS is?
BVS?
Yes.
In relation to the
music, is a guy who plays guitar and he plays BVS. This is going to sound something completely obvious when I discover what it is.
No,
okay. Jamie plays bass and helpfully BVS as well. Kirk is on drums. Music available to download online via iTunes and Spotify. Now, two new entries, which can only mean that one song has gotten to 20 weeks in the chart. The only question which we need to solve really is which song.
The top five records from Cambridge's hottest musicians, as voted for by you.
And we'll find out by counting down the chart from five down to one. At five, Pia Dean featuring Nikki Dean Hart and Clarity. That was last week's new entry. At four, Let Go of the Sky, Golden Skies. John Chrisom is at number three with Made for This. At two, screen people, all seeing eyes, which means that in his 20th week, Tom Lumley is at number one with Every Day. Congratulations to Tom, one of, I think it's roughly a dozen artists just under who have managed to go a full 20 weeks in the chart without being voted out. And Tom is also the first male vocalist to make it to the 20 weeks. So congratulations to him. And for one more time on the unsigned chart, here's his song, Every Day.
The unsigned chart.
Wake up every morning, grab my coat and walk out the door to the place I've always known, the place that's watched me grow. Wave my hand as I walk down the street, seeing the people who believe in me. Go to the pub and see all the locals sat in their chairs, getting very vocal. Very vocal. What if these walls, they just won't move? It's all the same every day. What if these walls, they just won't move? It's all the same every day. Another day spent in the village, in the bars until they finish, never knowing when to leave, giving the barman lots of grief. Lots of grief. What if these walls, they just won't move? It's all the same every day. What if these walls, they just won't move? It's all the same every day.
So every day, congratulations again to Tom Lumley for making it to 20 weeks at the in the unsigned chart and ending it all off at the number one slot as well. If you want to vote, you need to go online to cambridge105.fm/unsigned chart. There you'll find the four current songs that you can vote for, along with the two new entries, Fast Infamy, Flawed, also Plum Jam and One-Eyed Jack. Make your vote. And on Monday night's programme, just after 6 o'clock, we'll let you know what the unsigned chart is as it stands, building the excitement for Tim with the new music generator, which follows on Wednesday night. As always, 7 through till 9. Repeat of last night's show, incidentally, on Sunday night from 10 o'clock. Meanwhile, Skye and Hattie are here, and we're going to be doing film and theatre just ever so shortly. What can we expect, guys?
Oh, well, we've got A Most Wanted Man, which I will be reviewing, and also looking at The Equalizer and what we did on our holiday.
And in the world of theatre, we've got Daytona at the Cambridge Arts Theatre, and Tim Key and Chris Ramsey at Cambridge Junction.
Excellent. We'll do all of that after the travel. Before that, here's Hosier. Take me to church.
On 105 FM and online.
on a Thursday night, and we're doing the Entertainment Hour between now and 7 o'clock. Sky is here. Hattie is next door, just searching for her glasses. Who was it who did that in Scooby-Doo all the time? Was it Velma?
Velma.
Velma. So Hattie is having a Velma moment, and we'll carry on and do this. She's creeping back in. Look, see, she's creeping back in. She's had her Velma moment, and now she's back at the microphone. So where were we? Completely lost after all of that. Movies.
Yes, indeed. But first, I'd like to open my loot crate.
Oh,
this
yes.
This thing I've been getting every month for the past 3 months.
Have you opened it? Do you know what's in it?
I did have a sneak peek, yes.
That's cheating, cheating.
A little bit, but I just because it's always, it's like a geeky mystery box. So it's normally video game, TV, film, comic related.
You should try and take a picture here as we can do this. Move the microphone up so I can take a picture and speak at the same time.
It's a really nice designed inside box. It looks like it's kind of got a spacey theme, like spaceship theme to it.
Turn it round because the flap's in the wrong way. And hold it up to the... Hold it up to the camera, and we'll see what we've got there. There we go. We'll pop that on our Facebook page in a moment or two, so people can see. So describe what you've got in there.
Let's see. I've got a poster here, and it's a picture of Han Solo in carbonite from Star Wars Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, well, I never.
Very nice. That can go up on my wall.
That'll go nicely in our flat.
Yes, yes. And I got a Star Trek... A triple.
Careful, there'll be half a dozen of them before the end of the show.
Yes, it does say please do not feed on the box, so I will refrain from that. We get one of these like little mystery science fiction vinyl figurines, and in this case it is Mal from Firefly. I have not watched Firefly, but I hear it is quite a popular little series or cult series. Also, I got a little retro reaction figure. In this case, it's the Alien from the first Alien film.
Very nice. That's good.
I don't think I'll be taking it out of the packaging, purely because I don't find myself playing with figures that often now.
Sky likes to keep them pristine.
Yes, and also I got a fridge magnet, which is a... sort of retro-style look of Star Wars. I think it's like a Space Invaders-style
thing.
Well,
that's not as good as the Cambridge 105 fridge magnets.
Absolutely
of course not.
We've got two of those on our fridge already. And a sticker in our car.
Also, some printed money. I think this is from Firefly as well.
Not real money.
Yeah, not real money. But
you can tell it's not real because Mickey Mouse's head is upside down.
And also, I got some codes for some digital Halo comics, if you're into Halo game. And also some popping candy. So
I love popping candy. Yeah. Can we have some?
Pop Rocks, Blue
Raz. Does that stay in the packet as well under your rules?
No. I think I'll share these out. So, it's a nice little package there. So I'm quite happy with that. So anyway, let's move on to the movies. And I went and caught A Most Wanted Man yesterday, still out in cinema, starring Philip Seymour Hoffman. And it's based on a John Lee Carey... bestseller.
John le Carré.
There we go. Let's have a clip.
God's will?
Or just a man who was arrogant enough to kill in his name.
She's good.
Layla and Malik have been arrested. They may be deported. Because they were kind to you. Because they invited you into their home.
Explain to me why that man who killed those women and children in Thunder is any different from your own father.
I came to Hamburg to make a new life.
No, you came to Hamburg to find Mr. Tommy Brew. You came to claim your father's money.
I told you, I do not want his money.
So in that, the Philip Seymour Hoffman character is kind of looking through a window at the other two protagonists.
Yes, via TV surveillance, yes. A mysterious man arrives in modern-day Hamburg seeking help from the city's Islamic community. Tortured almost to the point of death, Issa claims to be half Chechenian and half Russian. He's also looking to recover his late father's dubiously acquired fortune. It's not long before Issa has attracted the keen attention of the British, German and American security services, who are all keen to uncover his real identity. Is he a victim or a covert terrorist? Renowned espionage author John le Carré's 2008 bestseller was set against the topical backdrop of the War on Terror. And I think it's a really interesting one because this is set obviously in Germany. Philip C. Hoffman and the main cast adopt German accents. You also have Robin Wright playing like the American security service operative. And I think a lot of people will be a bit divided about this film because they're probably going to think of Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, obviously the same author, and that was really, really popular. And this one, I think, is a lot slower. It's a lot more of a slow-burning film than Tinker Tailor was. Mm. And I think that's part of the point of what it's trying to make, is that espionage and spy stuff is all, it's a bit deglamorized, how he writes about it. It's not James Bond, it's nothing like that. There's a lot of waiting, there's a lot of careful manipulation and strategy. And I think for a lot of people would be put off by, they're saying it's a bit, there's not enough going on. But you have to think of the psychological and dramatic aspects. And I mean, all the characters are great and all the actors, you know, work well as an ensemble cast. I mean, you've got Willem Dafoe there as well, Rachel McAdams, and you know, they are all, it's all about mystery going on.
Le Carre never really did anything fast. He's not one to go in for car chases and fist fights, really,
no,
is he?
No, exactly. And probably the most dramatic thing, like physically, that happens towards the end is a little car crash, but it's not even a big one, and it's
not even a big one.
The car,
it's a little
the bump.
Crash.
Italian job style minis hitting into each other.
So I think some people will find it probably a bit boring, but personally, I was quite I was following it, and I, you know, gathered what was happening, and yeah, really enjoyed it. And it's Philip Seymour Hoffman's one of his last films that he made.
I was going to ask about that, because I guess the movies that he might have been involved in when he had his untimely death occurred would probably be at different stages of the production process.
No, this was a completed film, so he is, you know, I think it's an apt, certainly a good role for him. He drinks and smokes a lot throughout.
Yeah, I saw that in the clip, actually.
Yeah, but no, it's definitely worth a watch, and it's still out, so you can catch it at Cineworld tonight at 9 o'clock, or tomorrow, only one showing though, at 6:25, or Arts Picture House is showing it tonight. Well, it's at 6:20, so you're probably going to miss that now.
You might be on your way to see it.
But you might.
Possibly.
Yeah, and it's on tomorrow at Pitch House at 4:45 and 9 o'clock. So, a most wanted man.
Okay, a couple more to take a short look at. Equalizer and What We Did on the Holidays.
Yes.
Okay, we'll do that after the 1975. Sonic Delights with Ben and Ivan, up and coming at 7 o'clock tonight. In the meantime, we're going through film and theatre with Sky and Hattie. Where are we going next, guys?
Off to The Equalizer. Denzel Washington stars in an explosive thriller about a former special ops commando who takes on the Russian mafia.
He's not coming back.
Had enough?
Because I can keep going. Brick by brick, dollar by dollar, body by body. Or you can call your boss and tell him to shut down his operation tonight.
When you look at me, what do you see? The answer's nothing. I have no feelings about you one way or the other. You're like lint or a bottle cap. You're just a thing to remove.
The men I killed, your men, I gave them a chance. They made their decision. I'm giving you the opportunity to make yours. I've done some bad things in my life. I promised someone that I love very much that I would never go back to being that person. But for you, I'm going to make an exception.
Robert McCall thought he'd put his military past behind him. These days, he enjoys a reclusive existence with an undemanding job in a DIY superstore. But with evil and injustice all around, he cannot stand idly by. When a co-worker is robbed of her mother's ring at gunpoint, he discreetly hunts down the perpetrator to retrieve it. The stakes are raised when he befriends a young girl named Terry, played by the fantastic Chloe Grace Moretz, who's being brutalised by Russian gangsters. Reluctantly, McCall comes out of his self-imposed retirement using his very particular skills to wreak terrible vengeance upon her tormentors. This brings him into conflict with the full force of the Russian mafia. Denzel Washington reteams with Training Day director Antoine Fuqua for this spectacular Dracula big screen update of the classic 1980s TV show.
Well, I remember the classic 1980s TV show.
Is that... Surely not, Julian.
That'd be like that. But it was nothing like that description in the film than the clip there. He used to place an ad. He used to place an ad in the paper, you see, if anybody needed assistance.
Yeah.
And there was this former secret agent in his New York flat having plumbing problems. He couldn't get a plumber in, or, you know, this wasn't working out. But, however, he was able to solve other people's problems with a, you know, bit of force and heavy-handedness. And he drove this fantastic car, which appeared in the titles. The music was by Stuart Copeland of the Police. It was fantastic. It's nothing like it in the film.
It's a very different setup, yes. And
so why do they bother to get the rights then?
I don't know. And I do wonder with things like this. It was like we were discussing with some of the young adult adaptations that we've been looking at. Mm. It does make you wonder when they deviate so far from what it's supposedly based on. Just call it something else.
Or start again, you know? It's kind of what they seem to have done.
Yes. Yeah, it's had a good reception so far. Denzel Washington is...
Always can carry a film.
Yes, yeah. He's a supremely talented actor and very underrated. He has said that this is a fair bit more gory than people are expecting. It is a 15 rating, but there are...
Apparently it opens up quite, you know, people are quite shocked.
And this is the problem, isn't it? Because if somebody is a fan of the old series, they, you know, have that mind, they just see the poster, think, fantastic, Equalizer, Denzel Washington, like him, they turn up and it's not the movie they're expecting.
Not at all.
Trade Descriptions Act.
there's a lot of... although a lot of the violence in it is implied, there's an awful lot that happens off screen, which is quite interesting for if you're taking this at face value of
but still
an
a 15.
Explosive thriller. Yes, still a 15. There's still a fair amount on screen, but most of the worst of it, if you like, happens elsewhere. But if you want to check it out, you can catch it. It opens tomorrow at Cineworld at 12, 5 past 3, 6 o'clock, 7.45, 9 o'clock and 10.40. And at Vue at 12.30, 2.30, 4.30, 5.30, 7.30, 8.30, 10.30 and 11.30 as well.
Okay, right, moving on. What's next?
What we did on our holiday. Rosamund Pike, David Tennant and Billy Connolly star in a heartwarming comedy about an eventful family holiday.
The summer holiday is a time for the whole family to relax.
In 50 metres, turn right.
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
It's a time to build trust.
The water won't be cold, will it, Grandad?
It's only the North Atlantic. Why on earth would it be cold?
Oh,
I'm
freezing!
A time to solve problems.
We've got three Bleemics. I think we should put them next to the buffet or away from it.
I think near the toilet's probably more important.
And a time to be curious.
Uncle Gavin, are you rich? This place is enormous.
Comfortable. I'm a short seller.
You sell shorts?
You're a short sailor.
Not a short sailor. A short seller.
I need a list.
A list?
Of the lies we're going to tell.
How's things with you?
Brilliant. Fine.
Brilliant,
I mean,
brilliant.
Super, more than.
Sometimes mummy and daddy make mistakes.
I found this child unaccompanied.
That's my son.
Thank you.
Mum and dad argue so much.
The truth is, every human being is ridiculous in their own way.
He's weaving his magic.
So we shouldn't fight.
Why are we putting ourselves through all this?
Because in the end, none of it matters.
Yes, so Doug and Abby are going through a painful divorce. Doug's father, Geordie's birthday party, couldn't have come at a more inconvenient time. Heading off for the Scottish Highlands, the bickering couple issue their three young children with strict instructions to keep the divorce secret. This is more easily said than done. To keep track of the lies she's expected to tell the extended family, sensible 9-year-old Lottie records them in a notebook. 4-year-old Jess copes with the stress by forming a bizarre attachment to a brick named Norman. But it's middle... But it's middle child Mickey's enthusiasm for Vikings shared with his grandfather that proves to have the most dramatic and unexpected consequences. This refreshing feel-good family comedy is written and directed by TV veterans Andy Hamilton and Guy Jenkin, creators of Outnumbered.
I love Outnumbered.
It's brilliant. It's an inspired show.
Okay, well, if you like Outnumbered, then you'll probably like it.
And a fantastic cast for this as well. Brilliant British cast.
Yes, and I think it does exactly what it says in the tin.
There's David Tennant in it as well, Rosamund Pike, so it's quite a collect. Billy Connolly as well, so showbiz royalty is all throughout. I noticed the music there, Mungo Jerry in the Summertime, which probably gives me a good excuse to mention that Mungo is going to be Greg's guest in the Afternoon Record Club on a Sunday afternoon in a few weeks' time.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
So connections.
So if you want to catch this, you can see it at Cineworld tomorrow at 11, 20 past 1, quarter to 4... quarter past 6, quarter to 9 and 5 past 11, or view a showing tomorrow at 1 o'clock, 20 past 3, quarter to 6 and 8 o'clock. I should also mention to still check out Woody Allen's Magic in the Moonlight that's still showing, and also David Cronenberg have Maps to the Stars. There's some other highlights for this week.
Coming up at 7 o'clock, Ben and Ivan and a strange person with a hat who appears to be next door at the moment. Not Greg either. The NMG sessions are taking place tonight at the Portland Arms on the Milton Road. 8 o'clock is when it all starts. The doors are opening at 7.45. Featuring Young Sun, exciting new band from Cambridge and London. Hard Actors, Motif Indie Pop. Ambury Knight, a brand new band who are flying the flag for Huntingdon. And Nathan James King, who's a singer-songwriter with stunning lyrics and infectious vocals. And the way to hear it is to turn up on the door of the Portland Arms on the Milton Road. Tickets are £5, 18 pluses only. More information at theportland.co.uk. Right now, though, we've got some theatre to do. You're looking quizzical, Hattie.
Infectious vocals.
Infectious vocals, yes.
That sounds pleasant.
I presume what happens, you listen to the vocals, you see, and they're so catching you can't help but sing them the next day.
Smile, isn't it? Smiling's infectious.
Yeah, it still sounds a bit gross, though. Anyway, theatre around Cambridge. We've got the Daytona. Daytona comes to Cambridge, direct from its critically acclaimed West End run at Cambridge Arts Theatre. This is gripping, funny, poignant and full of mystery. Daytona is a play with not one, but two love stories at its heart. Now, this is a bargain. This is theatre bargain, this is. Joe and Ellie share a love of ballroom dancing and are practising their routines for the next big competition. Despite constant bickering, the love they have shared for nearly 50 years is clear. Then one night, out of the blue, Joe's long-lost brother Billy bursts back into their lives with an extraordinary story to tell. So this is a great cast. Maureen Lipman, Olivier Award winner. We know her from Oklahoma at the National, Little Night Music, and many more. That
Adverts for British Telecom.
Yep, all sorts that Julia knows. Right. Maybe a little before my time. and Harry Shearer as well, who people will recognise his voice from The Simpsons.
He might not recognise his voice. He might put on a completely different one.
Maybe. Oh, how exciting. We shall see. Don't miss this hauntingly beautiful story about moral dilemma, personal identity and the relationship that binds us all. That sounds a bit weird, but it's going to be really good.
That sounds pretty good. So a few more days to run on that one.
It runs until Saturday the 27th of September at 7.45. There's a Saturday matinee, a SatMat, at 2.30. And tickets are £15 through to £35 from CambridgeArtsTheatre.com or their box office. Elsewhere around Cambridge, we're looking at comedy with Tim Key, whose show I perhaps won't mention the title of without a warning. Now charming, he will recollect simple tales of love, gaze dead-eyed at the ladies, recite verse and do basic talking. A lot of fairly grubby waters sloshed under Key's bridge of late, so he'll be churning that up. He's also fairly interested to lift the lid on Hollywood. There'll be some Indian poetry, Indian beer, and if he can get his act together, and Cambridge Junction's technicians, a spotlight. Other potential themes will be owls and maybe fairies. Tim Key is a fantastic comedian. He's brilliantly talented, and he's a Cambridge local as well.
Good. Did you say owls there?
Yep. owls and maybe fairies.
OK, we had somebody in from the Owl Preservation Society the other week.
Let's let them know it's on. It might be right up their street.
They might come down from Colchester to have a look.
You'll recognise Tim Key from Alan Partridge Alpha Papa, Charlie Brooker's Newswipe on TV, and Tim Key's Late Night Poetry programme on radio. He's also a regular on Radio 4 and Radio 4 Extra.
OK.
That's on Cambridge Junction, Saturday the 27th of September at 7 o'clock and 9:15, all in one night. Tickets are £16 and £13.50 for students.
OK, thank you very much. Back again next week.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.